Coming to you on the road, live from the heart of America in North Carolina, Western North Carolina. Not too far from Tennessee, not too far from Georgia, just in a beautiful part of this great country of ours. Fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom and being brutally honest every single day. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you for being here. Three big things for you to know this hour. Number one, Congressman John Molinar has went ahead a select committee looking into the Chinese Communist Party. How appropriate as he continues to battle the CCP right in Michigan and Goshen and Big Rapids. Number two, boy, it's been a rough winter on ski resorts. Their season's been terrible. The staff has been waned. Big problems. And number three, we continue to follow the horrible story of a previously deported illegal alien now in jail in Kent County, charged with the brutal murder of 25-year-old a 25-year-old woman in Grand Rapids, her body dumped along the road. Ruby Garcia, 25 years old, shot several times, dumped along 131, happened late last Friday. And now we know that Brandon Ortiz Vita is an illegal from Mexico, previously deported under the Trump administration late September, September 29, 2020, deported. At some point, he came back into the country, but never met an officer, which means he's what we call a gotaway. A gotaway murdered a woman in Grand Rapids. Now, apparently they were dating, but that doesn't mean anything to me. They were dating. He was illegal. He murdered her. And the prosecutor in Kent County saying, well, this is a terrible thing because of domestic violence. It's a terrible thing because this man should not have been here, Madam Prosecutor. This man should not have been in the country. He's a gotaway. This is part of the problem with an open border, lack of security, Joe Biden flooding in millions of people, including this man who we now get to pay for the rest of his life because he'll get convicted. He's facing felony murder, weapons charges, all sorts of things. You know what's weird, though? They didn't charge him with being an illegal in possession of a firearm because federal law prohibits illegals from having firearms. He's 25 years old, arrested by Enforcement and Removal Operations Detroit on August 31, 2020, served a notice to appear, ordered to be removed by an immigration judge, removed to Mexico September 29, 2020. And then at an unknown date and location, this is a quote, Ortiz Vita re-entered the United States without inspection by an immigration official. This is the problem with your open border. People in your community get hurt. People in your community get killed. Now, maybe it's not murder in such a vicious way as this. Maybe it's a drunk driver that hits you or your family. Maybe it's fentanyl that kills somebody you know. The open border is the biggest crisis facing America today. That and the economy. All the product of a weak, horrible administration. The prosecution arraigned and held Ortiz Vita without bond, and he's sitting in the Kent County Jail now. Garcia's sister, Mavi Garcia, has since established a GoFundMe page to raise funds for Ruby's funeral. As of yesterday afternoon, the fundraiser had more than $15,000, surpassing the original goal of $13,000. So there you have it. And with that background, I bring you this story. Because we have to close the border. But guess what? Mexican President Obrador has no interest in doing that unless we pay up. This is why I tell you Mexico is not our ally. Mexico is not our friend. They never have been. They're friendly. And they're our second biggest trading partner, but that's because of their proximity to the United States, not because they like the United States or embrace the United States. Mexican President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador warning Sunday on 60 Minutes that unless the United States complies with Latin America's request for aid, the tide of migrants will continue. Unless you acquiesce to his extortion, the Mexican president says he'll do little or nothing to stop the invasion of the United States. He wants $20 billion in aid annually. And granting, he also wants amnesty for illegal workers in the United States. So he's going to dictate what our policies are as America, or he's going to keep the border open. This is the way Mexico treats us. This is not our ally. Mexico is not our ally, not our friend. They're our neighbor and our trading partner only because they sit there. Everybody thinks you have the power in this moment to slow down migration. Do you plan to? This was the question asked on 60 Minutes. We do, and we want to continue doing it, but we do want the root causes to be attended to, for them to be seriously looked at, a translator said. But let me tell you something. We've seen what can be done. President Bukele in El Salvador has demonstrated quite clearly what can be done when law and order is returned to a nation. 80,000 gang members handcuffed and jailed in very strict conditions. El Salvador has become one of the safest countries in the world, having been one of the most dangerous, if not the most dangerous country in the world. El Salvador has had a complete transformation in only about a year or a year and a half, not very long. Massive transformation of El Salvador. And so guess what? People don't want to leave El Salvador. And you know what? We didn't have to spend billions of dollars. In fact, the Biden administration doesn't like Bukele. They think he's too harsh. He's too radically right-wing, you see. He doesn't hand gift cards to people committing crimes. He doesn't have a no-bail option. You commit a crime in El Salvador, you go to prison, and guess what? You stay there where you belong. And we go back to the old saying, if you do the crime, you do the time. In El Salvador, that applies. He's cleaning that country up, is the world's happiest dictator, or whatever he calls himself. At any rate, President Bukele has demonstrated what can be done. And this extortion from Obrador should be rejected. It won't be. I'm sure we'll pay plenty of money. Let's see here. On 60 Minutes, your critics have said what you're doing, what you're asking for to help secure the border is diplomatic blackmail. Which it is. Of course, he denied that. But it is diplomatic blackmail. And that's the way it is. By the way, between now and the end of the week, you have a chance to get Patriot Mobile service free. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative network for your smartphone, offering free service if you sign up before the end of this month, which is basically just a couple more days. Americans have had enough of supporting companies that hate our values. That's why Patriot Mobile is here. Tired of compromise? Time to switch to Patriot Mobile. It's what Ivy and I have been using for weeks now. We love it. Our service is better. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide service, giving you access to all three major networks. It means you have the same coverage you're used to or better without funding the left. And when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Constitution in general, sanctity of life, our military, veterans, and first responders. And they have 100% U.S.-based customer service. Yes, they speak English, and they're not somewhere halfway around the world trying to decipher what you're saying. All you have to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Gruber or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation, too, when you use the promo code Gruber. Join us before the end of the month. Get free service for your first month at Patriot Mobile. I'm telling you guys, it's what Ivy and I have been using. We love it. In Michigan, in North Carolina, where we are, it works great. Go to patriotmobile.com/Gruber. patriotmobile.com/Gruber. Do it before the end of the week and get that free month of service. I'll be right back. Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Someone has to step up. Someone has to step up and take a leadership role for the games to be played. That someone is an official. Someone with the love of the game and of kids and the courage to make the tough calls and take the heat. Getting started is easy. To become a registered high school game official, call or click the Michigan High School Athletic Association. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.